Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where to begin? How about the Falcons and the Panthers? Carolina, a 30-27 winner in Atlanta. Bryce Young, a career day. 448 yards and three touchdown passes. Tech McMillan on pace after a huge game. The rookie receiver, 83 catches, 1,156 yards as a rookie. The pace he's on. Michael Penix re-aggravates a knee injury. He's expected to be out for the rest of the season. Bijan Robinson is on pace for 1,331 rushing yards for Atlanta, but it was the Panthers with a game-winning field goal in OT.
From 28, and Carolina has won.
Drake London banged up and hurt in this game as well, expected to miss some time. Bryce Young? Listen, they played the Atlanta Falcons. We're now 3-7, so it's not as if you beat the 2000 Ravens or something. But all of a sudden, that's the best game he's had as a pro. It's 99 Kurt Warner style right there. 448 yards, three touchdowns, look clean, doing NFL quarterback things. You put a couple of those together, you got yourself a football career. Looked like he was down and out the beginning of last year. It hasn't been great this year either, but that was a major step forward for him.
Carolina just one game out of the playoffs.
They're 6-5.
49ers are 7-4 of the last wild card spot right now. And Carolina's got a really friendly 4-2 conference record as well in terms of tiebreakers. Good 1 o'clock window game between a couple of likely playoff teams. The Tampa Bay Bucks and the Buffalo Bills locking horns. Josh Allen, for the second time in his career in this game, was able to throw for three touchdown passes and rush for three touchdown passes. The Bills overcoming three turnovers, averaging 7.8 yards per play in a dynamic offensive performance. The Bucks ran for 202 yards. They led this game in the fourth quarter, and then the Bills took over 80-plus yard touchdown drives, capped by Allen rushing touchdowns, back-to-back to end the game. The Bills have scored 30 points six times, 40 points three times behind reigning MVP Josh Allen.
Second and three. Allen is going to keep it. Josh Allen inside the five. They're going to push him in. Pay dirt. Touchdown, Bills.
Buffalo is 7-3. They are a game and a half behind the New England Patriots in the AFC East. They're the five seed in the playoff picture. That was Ian Eagle on the call. The Birdman on CBS.
Two things. One, I found infuriating. The other, interesting. I had to go up against Tet McMillan, Sean Tucker, Bryce Young in a fantasy matchup this weekend, and I got the doors blown off. Sean Tucker must die. That was a dumb movie, and I don't know who that guy is, but he destroyed me, and I'm furious at him.
Who's your running back? Tell us about your fantasy team.
Well, it's not mine. It was the other team, so that's even more interesting.
Who's your tight end? We want to hear more about your fantasy
team. Well, it's Sam LaPorta, and he's injured, so I'm we're in deep trouble. This was Josh Allen MVP stuff. They stopped trying to do the thing where they're like, we're a running team. We're going to take things off Josh Allen's plate. I don't know why that's the accent of the coach. Nope. That's the MVP. That's Superman. Let him do Superman things. And that's what they did. And they put up 44.
The Jaguars beat the Chargers 35-6. Jacksonville, a season best in scoring and the lowest point total they allowed this season in a dominant 29-point win. The Chargers had only 135 net yards. They got outgained by 210 in this game. Bashel Tootin, he a hokey. Toki Altizer steamed up. He and Travis Etienne combined for 147 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns in the game. The Jaguars, only 1 penalty all game long for 5 yards. Jacksonville is 6-4, and they are currently the last wild card team in the AFC. Trevor Lawrence wasn't good, but didn't need to be great in a 29-point win.
How does this thing end? First and goal. Lawrence in, touchdown.
You want to stop embarrassing me, Chargers? Last week, I'm sitting there talking you up. Hey, they're getting healthier. Hey, look at this. They're playing better football lately. Hey, look at this. Oh, my God, you got destroyed. That's the best game the Jaguars played. That's the worst game you've played. They couldn't run. They couldn't throw. They couldn't defend. They couldn't tackle. They didn't get anything right. I'm not sure that anything other than the Monstar stealing their ability and making a weird Space Jam type sequel is what happened. What a disgusting, terrible display. The Chargers, ew.
Let's go Dateline Minneapolis, where the Chicago Bears were 19-17 winners over the Minnesota Vikings. Don't look now, but they're all alone atop the NFC North after the dud Detroit laid in Philadelphia. Ben Johnson's Chicago Bears are the 3 seed in the NFC.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
And it took yet another come-from-behind victory for Chicago. They've got 3 in a row of those where they've been down in the fourth quarter and Caleb Williams and the Bears have come back to win. They ran for 140 yards. Williams was just 16 of 32 passing. By the way, he got credit for a game-winning drive and a fourth quarter comeback when they fell behind. Then they got a kickoff return to midfield, ran the ball 3 times, and kicked a field goal. So kind of a flawed stat, but game-winning drive for Caleb Williams. J.J. McCarthy picked off twice, didn't play well. Minnesota 3 for 11 on third down offensively. The Bears have won 3 in a row and 7 of 8. Cairo Santos walking it off.
Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Kevin Burkhardt on Fox.
So I'm not going to slam the gavel on J.J. McCarthy. That would be irresponsible because it's way too early. But I know where the gavel is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking around. I've got all my stuff in order. I'll grab it when it's appropriate because we're still only, what, 5 or 6 games in at this point? But garbage again, despite Kevin O'Connell, Justin Jefferson, and Jordan Addison. I feel like if you have those 3 things, you should just be at least fine. He's dreadful. 16-32, a couple picks against the worst defense this sport has besides Washington and maybe a couple, maybe Cincinnati. I don't like it so far. Again, not slamming the gavel, but I know where the gavel is.
-15. Completion percentage over expected. Bad outing.
Yep.
A lot of missed throws from McCarthy with multiple takeaways defensively from Chicago again in that game. All right, let's pivot. Another winner in the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers, 27-20. It was a thriller in the Meadowlands. Give the Giants credit. They gave the Pack all they could handle. But in the end, Jordan Love, phenomenal on a game-winning drive, had a terrific touchdown pass to Christian Watson, corner of the end zone with 4:02 to play to take the lead. Josh Jacobs leaves this game with an injury at running back. Malik Willis came on when Love got banged up and went to the locker room in the first half, threw a touchdown pass. Micah Parsons a sack and a half. Brian Burns had a pair of sacks. The Packers, winners over the Giants. Jameis Winston a chance to tie the game late through an interception.
Love on a high snap. Floats it. Watson up top. It is caught! Touchdown, Packers! Green Bay's got the lead!
Adam Amin with the vocal range on Fox.
That's who Green Bay is. Doesn't matter who the opponent is, for the most part. This is kind of what they do. They leave you hanging around, you're in the game, and it takes something dramatic for them to win. They beat a game, a New York Giants team that was frisky, competitive, good for them, kind of maybe a dead cat bounce post-Brian Daboll. But for Green Bay, another win to go 6-3-1. They're very much in the playoff picture, but they still don't look like a very good team.
Steelers looked like one on Sunday.
Yeah.
They pummeled the Bengals 34-12. For Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers leaves with a wrist injury, going to miss a little time. Mason Rudolph came on and was solid, 12 of 16 for a $127, threw two touchdown passes. Kenneth Gainwell went off in the game, 7 grabs for 81 yards and a couple of touchdown catches out of the backfield for the running back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two of the next three would be Baltimore twice.
Second goal. Gainwell breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for 6. His second touchdown reception today.
Kevin Harlan on CBS. Ja'Marr Chase in this game, 3 catches, 10 targets. Also involved in a confrontation we'll talk about later with Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey throws a punch, gets ejected, Deron Payne style. Suspension could be coming. He said Ja'Marr Chase spit on him. Ja'Marr Chase said, no, I didn't. I never spit on him. Then video came out where he pretty clearly spit on
pretty
him.
Pretty much spit on him, yeah.
So now Ja'Marr Chase is in trouble with the league as well.
And he should be. Pretty clear that it happened just that way. The honeymoon's over with Joe Flacco. This is him kind of turning into the pumpkin. We sort of knew this would come, but the moment when Sam the Eagle for a while was throwing the ball to the two bookend receivers, and they're putting up points. Pittsburgh dominated, and there they are, 6-4.
How about the Texans? Ripped off 5 in a row here. They beat the Titans 16-13 for Houston. Nico Collins is a badass. I love watching that guy play football.
Really good.
9 catches, 92 yards, and a tutty. I thought Cam Ward for the Titans was a lot better in this game. 24 of 37 passing for 194 and a score. Tennessee's defense had 4 sacks. They were in this thing. The game's tied with a second to go. Houston back-to-back wins with Davis Mills at this point as they've gotten their season back on track, but they got a 35-yard game-winning field goal at the horn from Matthew Wright.
Texans. Matthew Wright for the win. The kick. Right down Broadway through the heart of Nashville. And what a performance.
Chris Myers on the call on Fox.
Relax, Chris. My God. Calm down, please. Buffalo, Colts.
Al Michaels is like, where's this guy's energy?
Yeah, seriously. Why don't you turn it up? Bills at the Colts, at the Chiefs, the next 3 for Houston. They're 5-2 in their last 7 games to revitalize their season potentially, but offensively just not a lot there. I think they play this Thursday. I think C.J. Stroud has been ruled out of that one. I got to double check, but I think I'm right about that. So, again, the offense just hasn't been there. They have a playoff defense, though. I know the anomaly against Jacksonville happened, but other than that, that's a really good group that has shoved it on people. They just kind of can't keep up offensively.
49ers, 41, 22 victors over the Arizona Cardinals. This game was over right after it started. San Francisco broke the opening kick 99 yards to the 1-yard line. Christian McCaffrey plunges into the end zone. It was 7-0. The 49ers get the ball right back, and Brock Purdy throws a touchdown to George Kittle. They led 14-0 less than 5 minutes in. By the way, Purdy's returned from injury. 3 touchdown passes for him. McCaffrey, 81 on the ground with 2 scores. Kittle caught 2 touchdown passes, including this one, in the early minutes.
Here's Purdy. looking for it all. He's got Kittle there. It's caught. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson.
8 of 15 catches on 18 targets. 185 yards in this game. So there was no Marvin Harrison Jr.
Uh-huh.
They're down at receiver. 15 for 185. Somebody picked him up in fantasy this weekend and was like, ah, whatever. No Marvin Harrison. And then he won you a game.
Trent McBride, one of the best tight ends in football, 10 for 115 and a touchdown in this game. As you said, completely overshadowed by Michael Wilson, 15 for 185. For San Francisco, what a good landing spot. McCaffrey did McCaffrey stuff, 81 yards on the ground, another 40 through the air, 3 total touchdowns. He was sensational. What a great landing spot for Brock Purdy to kind of get his feet back wet. And here's San Francisco with an easy schedule, beating up on Arizona. They got plenty more wins in their schedule to come. They're 7-4.
In this game, Jacoby Brissett's 47 completions were an NFL record.
452 on the day.
Dad just told me 47 is a record. He was 47 of 57 for 452. That's my guy, Jacoby Brissett. That's my guy.
What a soft spot you have for him.
He is the Rex Grossman to my Kyle Shanahan. Anywhere I go, he comes with me. I love me some Jacoby. Good for him. Losing effort, though. Game of the day on paper turned out to be really good. Seattle Seahawks, LA Rams. Rams improved 8-2. They're the leaders in the division. Seattle falls to 7-3. They're the top wild card team for now. But if you just know that the Rams beat the Seahawks and Sam Darnold threw 4 picks, I think you'd be misled a little bit. Seattle's defense shoved it on LA. The Seahawks outgained the Rams 414 to 249 in this game. Better in yards per play, dominated time of possession by 15 minutes. The 4 Darnold interceptions, one of them I think was at the very end of the game. So really it was more like 3 true picks. But Darnold struggled immensely. That was kind of the story. Otherwise, Seattle played well enough to win. The Rams, though, man oh man, did their defense show up, generate takeaways, 2 passing touchdowns from Matt Stafford, 7 for 75 from Puka Nacua. L.A. rolling.
Today, offenses have been really sluggish. 1st and 20, Darnold zips one, and it's his 3rd interception. Kitchens with his 2nd of the day.
K.K. Hernandez with a double. Joe Davis on the call on Fox.
That's the story to me, is Darnold had that Darnold game. The one that you're always kind of afraid of, that's always in the back of your mind, that probably isn't fair, gets ascribed to him. Nobody cares about the 310-yard, 3-touchdown game. It's, yeah, see, it's this one, and a major one where he shrunk in that moment, to be frank with you. Seattle still excellent in this game, had a great chance to win it, even with everything that happened. For the Rams, they proved they can win that kind of game, too, where the offense isn't necessarily high-flying and clicking. They won kind of a grimy, grinded-out type game. Where they played excellent defense, and as you mentioned, got a whole mess of takeaways. They only had 12 first downs in this one. That's not very Rams and McVay-like, but they can win that kind too. They are really good, but so are the Seahawks.
Yeah, they couldn't move the ball on Seattle's defense. I'm glad you made the point you did about Darnold too, because everyone was so excited to like throw the party after he had a bad game finally.
Yeah.
This is the cool kids club thing that I always talk about. Mahomes has games like this. You know what I mean? Josh Allen, a week ago against Miami, had a game like this. It's just not covered the same way when you're Sam Darnold. And when it's Sam Darnold, see? I told you so. He sucks. When the other guys have it, it's just a good quarterback having a bad game. But I guess there's something to be said for if you're an MVP, you got pelts on the wall, you're in the cool kids club wearing the members-only jacket. But yeah, he certainly did not play at the level Seattle needs him to. Let's talk Browns and Ravens in Cleveland. Baltimore come from behind winners in the 4th quarter, 23-16 final. Derrick Henry, 103 rushing yards and a touchdown. Lamar Jackson wasn't particularly sharp throwing the football. Picked off 2 times, went for 193. Ravens outscoring Cleveland 13-0 in the second half. In that second half, by the way, Shedeur Sanders comes in at halftime. The Browns did not score the rest of the game. He went 4 of 16 passing for 47 yards with an interception. Also had a 2nd interception in the hands of a defender that was completely dropped. Sacked to end a couple of early drives. Looked like a guy that just hasn't had a lot of time at practice with the first team and who wasn't really prepared for the bright lights of a Baltimore defense that was terrible early but is red hot right now. The Ravens are now 4-0 since their bye week. And how about this? Mark Andrews, on the same day as a tight end that he sets the record for catches by a Ravens receiver, had a rushing touchdown for the first time in his career.
That is Andrews under center on 4th and 1. Andrews
spinning away, and there he goes! Andrews, all the way! Touchdown!
Andrew Catalan on the call of a tush push that was faked so that he could wheel around the edge for a big game.
Couple things. Number one, Myles Garrett's incredible. Myles Garrett is incredible. Four sacks in this game to go with a five-sack game earlier. Again, both in losses because he wanted to chase the championship, but in Cleveland for a lot of money. Leads the league in sacks, leads the league in tackle for loss, among the league leaders in quarterback hits. He is a wrecking crew.
He's got 10 sacks in his last three games.
That dude is unbelievable. And the Andrews touchdown that you just referenced turns out to be the game winner. Set up over multiple weeks. Right, they put Lamar Jackson at tailback. They had a play a couple of weeks ago where they gave it to him on kind of a jet sweep on a fourth and short. They had a tush push they've done previously where Andrews takes a snap. They don't want to put Lamar Jackson there. So they have Jackson sprint out to one side. Andrews turned that way. The entire Cleveland Browns defense goes that way. He loops around behind Patrick Ricard, Captain Ricard, if you will, and rumbles to the end zone for what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown. I love good coaching like that. That was awesome.
Maybe the most impressive win of the day. We'll wrap up with the Denver Broncos surviving a scare from Kansas City at home. 22-19. The Broncos come back from down 19-16 in the fourth quarter. Will Lutz drilled a 54-yarder to tie it with 4:10 to go, a 35-yarder to win it at the horn. Bo Nix made some big-boy throws late, went for 295 through the air, outplayed Patrick Mahomes in terms of not giving the ball away, passing yards. Travis Kelce looked like a playoff
version
was
great.
Of himself. He was really good, 9-for-91 and a touchdown. But they go toe-to-toe. The Chiefs fall to 5-5. They're 500. They're still not a playoff team. As we barrel down the stretch with 7 to play, and Denver at 9-2 is in the driver's seat in the West.
35 yards, Will Lutz. He's already made 4 today. Lutz in the clutch, and the Broncos have won it.
That's Jim Nance on the call on CBS.
That Broncos defense is Super Bowl good. They are awesome. They are impressive. They cover so well. They get after the passer. I think their gap between the second team in terms of sacks is bigger than the gap between the second team and like the 25th team. I mean, they're going to lap the record for sacks on the season. And it's not as if they got to Pat Mahomes a million times in this game either. They are so good on that side of the ball. And for Kansas City, they looked pedestrian. They looked limited on offense, right? Even though with Rashee Rice, I know they didn't have their usual cadre of running backs, but that was playoff Kelce to your point. They kind of didn't have that downfield threat. They went to Worthy a couple times, looked to go downfield to Thornton once, and they get that one for 60 plus, but just didn't seem very threatening, didn't seem very intimidating on that side of the ball. And credit to Denver, man. They are 9-2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.